You know, one could say really if you look back from 2007, pretty much every year we have continuously came up with an innovative product. So continuous innovation and continuous support for the product category, as well as, well, even more important, you know, to the solid base of film users out there in the market. Why Kodak still, you know, continuing to come up with innovative or new products here, products improvement to this market, which, and I guess it's fair to say, has become fairly niche, especially if you compare it to the peaks, you know, back in 2000, 2001. The simple reason for that being is that we do see a solid base of film users out there still dedicated to film and or what we would like to call dual users. So, I mean, it's no doubt that, you know, digital has kind of quite a lot of the market has gone digital, but still there are several or numerous film users, or at least dual users, who are taking film or digital really related to the requirements of the job or the application. One other thing, you know, which was really reassuring for us was the real positive response that we did get at Photokina and since Photokina on the Portra 400 launch, because I guess people might think that, you know, the film users out there are probably more the older generation, but in fact, at Photokina and also in other trade shows like the Salon de la Photo in Paris, we have had quite a lot of, you know, young photographers who are really, you know, born into the digital world and raised into digital photography, coming up and being very interested in film and getting to know film and what, you know, can be done with film, and really actually pretty excited about film. So this was really very much reassuring in us, you know, to continue to offer, ongoing innovation, ongoing support by, enabling the film users to really use the state-of-the-art tools for their work to enable them to achieve even better results and in an easier way. We're still continuing to improve films, and with that, coming up with new films, and with that, improve the tools, and try to ease or, you know, to support photographers to even improve the quality of their work and the ease of use, if you would. One could say, obviously, we're just continuing, or the new 160 will be replacing the NC and the VC. But as I said previously, if you look at the whole range of K-Pro color negative films that we're offering, really featuring three film emulsions, which are really, you know, one could say recently launched, or since 2008. It covers really with the features of each film. It covers the film users on any application I can think of. We're taking NC and VC away, but we're replacing it by an improved and better product, as we've done for the Portra 400. Yeah. And then on top of that, of course, there's the Ecto 100, as I mentioned before, for high saturation and vivid color. If, you know, a former 160 VC user is really desperate for that, he still has this option.